All right, welcome back for the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone. Appreciate people getting involved in the show. 402-951-1620. Connor at 1620thezone.com. The Equitable Bank inbox. Twitter at Connor Happer. At Happer Show. Tom Chattel is going to join here in 12 minutes. 1 o'clock. How many top 100 college football games did Nebraska have this year? Zero in from games 100 to 51. So,
okay.
Some in the top 50. How many?
In that case,
Josh, you get a guess.
I will guess. I want to guess three, but I'm going to guess two.
Five.
Oh my.
And they're all in a row. So this is, he just had a whole set. Bill Connelly did this on ESPN Plus. So he kind of, they're almost tiered in a way. So he did like Big 12 classics. There's a whole subcategory called Nebraska losses.
Oh no.
but it's fair. It hurts, but fair.
I mean, when you really think about it, the Nebraska had so many fun games this year. If you weren't a Nebraska fan, they had zero fun games. Oh, they had one fun game maybe if you were a Nebraska fan. But these games were ridiculous. Number 43, number 42, number 41, number 40, and number 39 all involved Nebraska. Nebraska, Oklahoma, back on September 18th. Recently, I'll have to pull this up. Maybe I can find it in the next few minutes here, but recently I pulled up all the like win expectancies in these games. Their highest, and this is, it's like a stat that ESPN kind of makes up, win probability or whatever. But I want to say in the Iowa game, Nebraska had like a 96% win probability because they were up. I mean, remember, they were up 21-6, and then they were up 21-9 with the ball in the fourth quarter. And then the punt got blocked. And then the win expectancy, I mean, it's still really high, but it, you know, it changed a little bit. So Nebraska's game against Oklahoma, Nebraska's game against Wisconsin, which was really just close the whole way, but Nebraska never really threatened to win. That was the outlier, I think. And then the three that really hurt. Nebraska-Michigan on October 9th. Nebraska-Michigan State on September 25th. And Nebraska-Iowa on Black Friday. I'll read you the blurbs from each of these. Number 41, Nebraska, Michigan 32, Nebraska 29. Nebraska led the eventual Big Ten champs with less than 4 minutes to go, but Michigan tied the game with a field goal, and Martinez suffered a terrible fumble 3 plays later. Michigan milked the clock, nailed a 39-yard field goal for the lead, and fended off another last-ditch comeback drive. Number 40, Michigan State 23, Nebraska 20. The Huskers held off the explosive Michigan State offense to 3 points over a 34-minute stretch. There's only 60 minutes in a football game. But Jaden Reed took a punt, 62 yards to tie the game with 3:42 left in overtime. Martinez threw yet another interception, and Sparty took the game with a chip shot field goal. And then Iowa. Backup quarterback Logan Smothers led Nebraska to a 21-9 advantage heading into the fourth, but Iowa scored a blocked punt, a safety. Caleb Shudak put Iowa ahead with a field goal. Spencer Petras sneaked into the end zone with 2:58 left. And Jamari Harris picked off Smothers to seal a stunning comeback.
Yeah, that was probably a fun game if you didn't have a rooting interest.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, at that point, it was probably even getting sad for non-Nebraska fans. Oh, fun. This is Black Friday. There's a couple football games on. This should be good. Oh, look, it's Nebraska. Man, they've been a tough luck team this year. I've seen them lose some games that they really shouldn't have lost. Good for them. They're up 21-9 in the fourth quarter. So, yeah. That the Iowa and Michigan State ones, I made a list relatively recently. You know me and my lists and spreadsheets.
Yeah, was it a spreadsheet?
Stuff. It was not a spreadsheet. It was okay. Just a list.
A listicle?
And it was categorized by pain scale or like, so all the losses in the Scott Frost era and where they go in terms of like how much Nebraska blew it or how much they should have won. Gosh, I want to see if I can find this real quick. I got all this stuff up. But those two, Michigan State and Iowa from this year, absolutely go in the on the Mount Rushmore. It's that one. I mean, just off the top of my head. Those two in the category of like, how in the hell did they lose these games? Those two, Iowa 2019, Northwestern 2018. Remember, they were up big and then ended up going to overtime and didn't score a point there and, you know, that whole thing again. Colorado 19, right? The road game at Colorado. I basically came up with like a top five or seven or something like that of these games and just how in the world did they end up this way? And that's been our life over the last couple of years here. So congratulations to Nebraska, who gets five out of the top 50 best college football games of the year, and they lost every single one of them.
Was that the most?
Good question. I didn't break that down. I imagine
had to be close, right?
I imagine it was. The number one game of the year, by the way, Ole Miss Arkansas, which was a lot of fun. 52-51.
Oh yeah,
it was a Saturday night game in early October. Game number two, the Rose Bowl. Which,
sure.
No yeah. Argument for me.
Ole Miss, Tennessee, anywhere in the top there? The Iron Bowl, anywhere in the top? Those were the two that came to mind immediately for me.
Ole Miss, Tennessee.
I think that was more fun just because of Twitter.
I don't see an Ole Miss, Tennessee in the top 10. Anyway.
Okay.
Elsewhere, we have the time that, well, when Texas A&M beat Alabama was third. We have Bedlam at four. We have the Big 12 championship game at five.
Yeah, Bedlam was fun, yeah.
We have the Fiesta Bowl at six.
Okay.
So Oklahoma State gets a run of three in a row there. National championship game was eight. The Oklahoma-Texas game was nine. Red River. Some notable ones. And Kansas beating Texas. 57-56.
Yep, that was a fun one.
Ole Miss Tennessee right behind them at 12. There you go. And the Iron Bowl right behind that. So good call. Once again, congratulations to Nebraska for doing it yet again.
You did it, guys.
Tom Chattel, the World Herald, is going to join. He wrote some good stuff. Kind of responding to the survey that Nebraska put out this week and reimagining the future of Memorial Stadium. We'll also talk some Nebraska football items and maybe some basketball as well with him. Always good stuff from Tom Chattel, who joins the show next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.